Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise. I'm Tora, and I'm so excited for today's episode. I think it's going to be so much fun. We already had some fun before the show here. We're going to be sitting down and talking to Uncle Strut. Just an absolute vibe of a band from Vancouver. We got three of the dudes here, which is super cool, but I always like to get the show started. I'll just let you guys tell me a little bit about yourselves, your journey with music, and kind of your shtick.
Yeah,
take this one.
I'll jump ahead. We actually all met in Banff, and I was playing a lot of acoustic solo gigs at pubs at the time for a couple years. Met Quincy, and we ended up moving to Vancouver a few years later at the same time. I wrote a couple songs, and we played them together, and then we realized quickly that it wasn't just like a jam. It was going to be something a lot more than that, and it kind of just took off from there.
Why don't you tell them your name and a fun fact about yourself?
I love that. Well, my name is Carson the Tuckler.
People call me the Tuckler.
People call me Tuckler.
I'm Quincy. People call me Quincy. Oh, you guys call me Clancy.
Clancy,
yeah. Yeah, Tyson invited me out to just drum for a couple of his songs. And yeah, as he said, we kind of realized really quick that it was going to be something really cool. And so, yeah, we went and recorded a few songs like really quickly, and we released our first single and people seemed to like it. So then we just like threw everything into it. Yeah. Then Simone here.
Yeah. I was living in New Zealand for a few years, and they had a bassist who, as I was coming back to Canada, ended up leaving the band. It was kind of like a little bit of a divine intervention to kind of like just line up really perfectly with me coming back. And I've been in the band for about a year and a half now.
And Simon didn't play bass before joining the band. So once he caught wind of that, he just... What, you went and bought a bass or one from a friend and started practicing and sent us a video? It was like a little...
I was living on this resort in like, it was like a boat access only resort. And when they told me the bass was leaving, I got a bass shipped to me. And out of my little like 10-watt guitar, I just started learning the songs. And then came back and was still pretty terrible, but I passed the test, I guess. A little bit of nepotism as well. Quincy's my brother, so.
Yeah, he got past the first audition out of nepotism, but he nailed it from there. Yeah.
He's trying to learn the bass now. A year and a half in.
Yeah, he's still on probation for another few months, but.
Yeah, if any of you bass players out there are looking for a job, you can just email me.
Amazing. That's too funny. I want to start out just by talking about your latest single, because that was the one that caught my ear for you guys. I saw that while I was scrolling on Instagram, and I was like, I immediately was obsessed with the sound. The song has been on repeat for like a week and a half for me now since I found it. But Quarter Mile, why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah.
Well done, boys.
You have to say yeah.
Every time.
You go ahead.
I took a trip back to Toronto. Quincy and I are from Toronto, and it was the first time in a few years I was like going to be seeing some people for my old life, and I was excited about it. And then it kind of was like a real like coming to terms as far as like how relationships move on from you, but you kind of like stay in the same headspace with them. And I went back to Toronto, and it was like a night where I'd planned to see a few people, and they all kind of like just canceled on me. And it was like came from a very like lonely feeling. And then when I brought the song in, we kind of did what I think is like a pretty classic Uncle Strut trick now, which is like turning sad lyrics into kind of like a happy song. And yeah, usually writing takes a little bit more time, but that one was pretty quick. And then Quincy wrote the chorus for it. And I think the whole song got like, from me bringing it to the band to done, it was about a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It was a fast turnaround and a very natural progression. Sometimes writing songs is like slamming your head against the wall. And that one felt really natural. So
yeah.
And it was just supposed to be like kind of a filler while we were waiting to record some more music, just to kind of, you know, keep releasing stuff. And then shortly after releasing it, we realized that it's not just a filler song. It's like one of our strongest, if not our strongest song. So it's been a cool like realization of how good things can come so quickly.
Yeah, it's interesting. We like, as we've been recording music for the last couple of years, we've definitely realized that like songs that we maybe think are going to be really well received sometimes aren't. And then other songs that we kind of think are just like, not just okay, but just like, we're not expecting like that much from them. And then like like down south, our first single was the same. We put that one out sort of like to get people warmed up for like the next song that we were going to release. And then everyone just loved down south. And it's the same with Quarter Mile. Like everybody seems to like it so much. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I've even had like shows like that where I had Les Stroud, Survivor Man, come on the show because he's actually a musician. And I was like, oh my God, this episode's going to blow up and everybody's going to love it. It did not. And I was really surprised. Whereas one of my best performing episodes is actually this little guy out of Calgary named Malcolm. And I put it out and I was like, this is a good episode. But like, I did not think it was going to shoot to the top three in like a month. And I was like, oh, well then.
You just never know what the people want, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's a lesson as well. Because really like any time that you're going off of what you think people will like, you really have no idea. And so it's like, sometimes it was like a lesson of like just trusting yourself, I think, more than anything. That's like what you think is good.
Yeah.
And our mom liked it, which was a good sign.
Yeah. Our mom always tells us exactly how it is. If she doesn't like it, she's not like, yeah, it's good. She's like, nah, I could use work. So when she said that she really liked it, I was like, okay, we're on.
I love that. We're going to spin Quarter Mile right away here. And then when we come back, you mentioned Down South, but I do want to talk about it a little bit more because that was one of your first singles that you have out there.
It's been a while, but could I be for you? I'd love to see you smile, just like I used to. When it all comes down, I'm just like you, tearing out my heart for someone new. And it hurts to say how much that I really care for you. She said she wants to feel alive, but she don't feel a thing. Wants to meet me after 5, but she's done all my things. And every quarter mile she drives, she wonders why she came. Could I be for you? I'd love to see you smile, but I know you don't want to. When it all comes down, what could I do? You left me at the start of something new, and it hurts to say how much I wanted you to stay. She wants to feel alive, but she don't feel a thing. Wants to meet me after 5, but she's gone on my thing. And every quarter mile she drives, she wonders why she came.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're sitting down with Uncle Strut, just this really like chill but fun vibey band out of Vancouver. We just listened to their latest single, Quarter Mile, but I want to take it all the way back and talk about some of your earlier ones. First one in particular that I could find was Down South. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Down South is one of the first songs that I ever wrote. I learned how to play a seventh chord. And I
never stopped.
And I never stopped. No. And I started strumming and I kind of came up with that chord progression. question. I actually, just a couple months ago, I was going through my loop pedal and I found the first take I ever did with those chords. And then you can kind of hear me like humming along the melody of the song. So I wrote it, I guess, really about nothing, just kind of words started flowing. And then that chorus that's just like repeating just back down south was supposed to be temporary. I was supposed to write lyrics over the actual chorus, but then we ended up just sticking with that. I guess it was catchy enough. Yeah. And like Quincy said, we thought it was just going to be a little taste of what we had to come, because we went and recorded four singles right away. And that one was just received by far the best.
Yeah.
It's a funny accent as well, because Quincy and Tyson both live in Australia and I lived in New Zealand for a while. And so the just back down south thing is like, we feel like it's calling us back.
Our most popular country of listenership is right now is Australia. So it seems like people really vibe on that.
Yeah.
Back down south lyric a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Makes sense for sure. I must have subconsciously wrote it about moving back there or something.
Just back down under.
Yeah.
I love that. Where do you guys go about recording your music?
It's been all over, really.
Yeah, it's been a mixed bag.
Yeah. We recorded the first four at a studio called Little Red Sounds, which is in a little town called New Westminster, just outside of Vancouver. And then we recorded the next batch at SAE Studio, which is in North Van. And we record a lot at a place called Flash Recording, our friend Andrew.
Yeah, shout out Andrew Conroy.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's keeping recording cheap in Vancouver. He's a really big staple of the music scene here. But we're working on a new album right now, and we're recording it at a place called Monarch Studios. So we've kind of like been all over the place.
Right on. Another song I want to talk about, and I definitely think it's fitting for a little bit earlier in the show here, is The Ballad of Uncle Strut. I absolutely love that song. I thought it was hilarious. Why don't you tell me a bit about The Ballad of Uncle Strut, and then we'll give her a spin right after.
Yeah, great name.
Yeah. Quincy came up with that name, I think, because we didn't have a name for it, or you just said it.
Yeah, I don't know, like, the Beatles have a song called The Ballad of John and Yoko, which I really like. And I feel like I was probably listening to that at the time. And I was like, The Ballad of Uncle Strut, that could be cool. And we've mentioned a couple times that there's a song that we thought was going to be like really big after Down South. And that was The Ballad of Uncle Strut. It was our second single we released. And, you know, it's a cult classic, I would say.
Yeah. It's been a lot of, for me at least, another song that was just kind of written about nothing.
Yeah.
Just words flowed out and it sounded cool and loved it at the start and then hated it for a while.
Yeah.
And then now that we've started playing again, I'm really enjoying it and kind of seeing the humor and the nonsense of it.
Yeah,
some songs are for the public. I feel like that one's just for us.
That one's for us. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still fun though. It's got like sort of I would say that's one of our more like Chili Peppers inspired songs.
I was listening to a lot of the Chili Peppers at the time.
Yeah.
We all were.
Yeah. So I would say that sums it up pretty well, eh?
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, we're going to spin those two songs here. We got Down South and then The Ballad of Uncle Strut. And then when we come back, I want to talk about some of the songs that you sent me from some other local artists that were just amazing.
Tell me where you going, where you want to be, a no one. I need to know, I do, I feel I fucking know it, do ya? Bring you back and forth, I got a feeling you'll go north. Maybe you'll shut my mouth if you agree to go down south.
string, you keep turning me on. I wanna see what you're wearing under the tall brown shirt, short mini skirt, something that gonna make me come over and flirt your bone and make spoon wear. Say no, goddammit, I do not wanna share. It's gonna take a couple hearts to break. May not be the time that you begin to shake. Remember when to come back your hips, looking at your lips, something that I have always wanted to give. What you're really worth, hey. Ha. Remember when to come back. Remember to put away the air. Remember when I cut your. Wanna make the whole damn world assume that you're in charge. Looking at your cards, knowing what to play. I do not mean to fight your game. Excuse you, what's your name? I need to know that, and I am not ashamed to ask. Might make you laugh. Come on with me, and I'll run you a bath. Remember when to come back with lots of bubbles. You're getting me in trouble for a girl like you. You know I'm a double. Ha.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're chatting with just this fun, vibey, awesome band from Vancouver called Uncle Strut. We just listened to the ballad of Uncle Strut. But you guys sent me a bunch of songs here, and honestly, I'm obsessed right away. I absolutely love them, so I definitely want to chat about them a little bit. The first one was T-Shirt Backwards by 538 Street. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Yeah, we played a show with them a couple years ago in Vancouver, and we just loved their sound. And we went and played a show with them in Kelowna in their hometown a couple months ago. And they are just the sweetest guys. They let us stay at their mom's place, and we all just had like a great weekend. And they're like, the nicest, most fun dudes.
When you see them play as well, Sam, the lead singer.
Yeah.
You ever like see a band live and you're like, that guy's having a blast up there.
Yeah.
Like he is just grinning ear to ear.
Yeah.
It's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
And it's two brothers in the band as well.
Two brothers.
Yeah. And like everyone is just like salt of the earth. Like they're just great people.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that song T-shirt backwards is like, I don't know. Like we play that song all the time and we're always just like quoting it and singing it like in the car and stuff. So it's just like,
you know, when you're with your group of friends and there's like the odd just pause of, you know, kind of like awkward silence, not awkward silence, but just like a break in conversation. Often someone will just say like, my T-shirt back. those boys mean a lot to us.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we could give them a spin here. Another one I want to check about was These Streets from Nick Stone.
Nicky Stone. We played a show at the Hollywood Theater here in Vancouver, and he played with us. He's sort of just been a good buddy of ours in the scene. And that's his new song. And it's like just a great song.
The whole year he was like releasing music really consistently. And I think that he's maybe solidified his band a little bit more. And like his live shows are incredible. And then he released a song. What was that one that he released like closer to Hollywood?
I am.
Us too.
Yeah.
He released I Am, and we were like, dude, this is a great song. And he's like, just wait.
Yeah.
He's like, wait until I have some absolute bangers coming up. And he released this one and he's gotten some like great traction on it.
Yeah.
Which is like so well deserved and just good people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always good to see your friends' numbers going up, you know?
Oh, yeah, I totally get that. And that's one thing I really like about doing this show, I know we were talking about a little bit earlier, is I like being able to make these connections with the artists. A lot of times, like, we do stay friends afterwards, but then when I get to see them, like, keep blowing up, like Paris Pick, for example, like, when I saw her get signed for the first time, and then her latest single, Get My Baby Back, is blowing up, like, every time I see that, I, like, cry a little bit. I'm like, I'm so proud of you, Paris! Paris?
Yeah, it's so good. I know. And everybody, like, yeah, everyone in the scene, just, like, it's very, like, I don't know, Vancouver sort of feels like a small music scene and everyone is just like supports each other and it's really cool when, you know, we're all sort of like growing together and it's, yeah, you know.
Oh, I love to hear that. Another song I want to play that you sent me here was Mr. Moon Man. Why don't you tell me about that one?
Yeah, it's actually funny. Haley is another friend of ours. She played at the same Hollywood show as Nick Stone and we are working with her producer on our album and they just put out an EP and it's really great and her voice is just like this soulful, like very emotional voice. And yeah, that tune, I don't know, the first time I heard it I was just like, this is such a great song. And
it's kind of one I keep going back to.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see her perform that live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's become a good friend as well.
She's also is really cool because like she writes these like incredibly emotional, soulful music. And then when you meet her in person, she's just like the sweetest girl.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's really funny, yeah.
And then she puts out this song that are like just heart-wrenching, like beautiful. It's good stuff.
That's amazing.
I just started like a couple seconds.
Yeah.
We'll finish the thought.
Okay, anyone else gonna jump in?
Amazing. We're gonna spin that handful of songs there. We got T-shirt backwards, we got These Streets, and we got Mr. Moon Man. Of course, I will link all those artists in the bio so you can listen to them again and again and again because I know you're gonna want to. And then when we come back, I'm gonna bring it back to you guys and I want to talk a bit about your 2023 EP.
Said we 538 Street. Yeah, yeah, I got my T-shirt back. When I was growing up, you know I knew that I'd be different. Never settled down, I was always looking to kick it. 7-kid family, the youngest of all the picking. And they trying to hold me down, so I taught them where they could stick it. Oh, it takes time, I walk the Great Wall. Jewelry from Paymore. Finger got a ring, I think it happened with my chain cores. Eating caviar, remember shopping that. Save boy, cold like a slurry and curry popping that. Scoping on planets to understand it. city. When I get that house, I wanna put that shit on setting. Take a flight to Mars so I can see where I've been landing. And everybody waits, cause when I come is when it happens. Switching up my clothes, the way I switch up my cadence. My pants low, but my smile big, so I take it. I don't even dream, cause I'm always chasing. And everybody love a young boy with my t-shirt back. Yeah, come on, I got my t-shirt back. Yeah. Yeah, I got my t-shirt backwards. Whoa, whoa, I got my t-shirt backwards. Huh, said I was raised in that city with the sun. My homies up on that corner. No guns around, but damn, I'm thankful for it. Used to crack the ante, I remember how we bought it. $100 in my pocket, and I felt like I was sorted. Got some growing up to do, but who doesn't? Sick and tired of running, I'm dealing with my cousin. Out like a bee on my street, I've been buzzing. Everybody love the young boy, cause I'm rocking with my t-shirt backwards. Hey, yeah, come on, come on, I got my t-shirt backwards. Yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, I got my t-shirt backwards. Whoa, I got my t-shirt backwards. Yeah, 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 come on.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Pull it down.
Mr. Moon Man, where did you go? I was dreaming about you, but now I'm alone. Mr. Moon Man, how do I sleep if you're not here watching over me? The stars shine so brightly, the breeze in my hair, but nothing compares to the way that I feel when I see you up there. The sun has its moments and I love a little rain, but I always come back to you. You're the light that pulls me through. Mr.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I hope you're having even just half as much fun as I am. We're chatting with Uncle Strut here, and we just listened to a handful of songs from just some other Vancouver artists that these guys absolutely love. Honestly, I'm on the same boat with them. I love these guys. They're in the regular rotation for sure now. But I want to bring it back to you guys a little bit, and I want to talk about your 2023 EP, I Wish I Wasn't Scared of the Ocean, because man, is that ever a relatable album title.
We were like, had a bunch of different options for that EP title, and we could never quite agree on one. And then I was just driving one time, and I think I was probably like heading to the beach or something, and it was like a hot day, and I was wishing that I wasn't so scared of the ocean so I could go for a swim. And then I was like, that's gonna be a good EP title. Yeah. I told the guys and they were like right away like, yeah, that's a great title.
Because so, we're all actually scared of the ocean, aren't we?
You scared of the ocean?
Not really, no.
Oh man, I don't like
I
the
quite
ocean
like
at all.
The ocean.
Yeah, with the deep stuff?
The deep stuff is good. Yeah. I can jump in to the ocean.
I can no jump problem. In, but like deep, no thank you.
What if it's clear? Like what if you're in like the tropics?
I don't want.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, two-thirds of the band is scared of the ocean. And so we decided to go do that iconic, in our own heads, naked shoot at Rainy Beach with our instruments and stuff. And people seem to like that one.
Yeah, that was good. We auctioned off a big poster of the naked photo at our fundraiser show. And that was like the only one people bid on.
Yeah. Yeah, one of our friends just has the naked photo of our... Actually, it's the butt photo.
It's the butt one.
It's from the back. Yeah, it's even better.
I love the songs that you got on the album itself. One of the ones that really caught my ear was Other Side of the World. Why don't you tell me about that song? And you have a cool music video for that one too, I do believe.
Shout out to Alex Sharp for filming that one.
Yeah.
He entered it into a couple of film competitions and ended up winning, which is really, really cool.
Yeah. That was sick.
Yeah. That's a sad song.
Yeah.
I went through a COVID breakup. I was dating a girl from Australia and she had to go back to Australia because of COVID. And basically that song's just about, you know, being in love with someone who's on the other side of the world. And I think it was relatable to a lot of people at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of it. It's funny. I feel like I had turned a corner in my like mental state and was actually becoming a happy guy again. And I was able to reflect on my sad self. And that was a song that I wrote in like half an hour or something, just reflecting on old sad Tyson.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, like Simon was saying about Quarter Miles, this song just kind of started and then I finished it really quick.
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I'm feeling happy. I can like, you know, let this relationship go. And then we made you sing it for like
9 days straight. Yeah. 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 I was like, I'm turning sad again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was a tough recording of that song. But we got it.
Beautiful, though. It is beautiful. Another one that was beautiful off that album, but short, which I thought was really cool, was Big Lebowski. Just a little 30-second song there. Absolutely beautiful, though. Why don't you tell me about that one?
Yeah, we're a big interlude band. Yeah, I don't know. That was just a little thing that we would always just sort of play in between songs, or like we sort of like just decided to chuck it on the EP because, yeah, we like those little interludes. And the percussion on that album is actually tight, or on that song is Tyson hitting his water bottle way in the back of the studio.
It's my emotional support water bottle. It comes everywhere with me, so it had to be featured on
that. And what are you playing, the Glockenspiel on that one?
I'm playing the djembe and the Glockenspiel.
Yeah.
And I was not credited for either of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of my favorites as well. It's funny, that one actually gets tagged like constantly on Instagram and stuff because people will be bowling and then they'll want to put a song over their video and they'll type in Big Lebowski and that's like the first thing that comes up. So it's been in like a few hundred bowling videos now. It's really funny.
Nice. Good job with that one then, the naming.
And we didn't even know at first. Like, you don't get a notification saying your video is tagged. So we just like clicked on it one time and it was like so many bowling videos.
That's awesome. One more song I want to chat about off the EP and then we'll spin it. And then unfortunately do have to wind down the show a little bit, but I do have one more song before we go. But Tidal Wave off that I Wish I Wasn't Scared of the Ocean EP also have a cool music video for that one. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Tidal Wave, it's funny, you know, we were just talking about Other Side of the World. That's about the breakup of that song. Or sorry, that song's about the breakup of the relationship. Tidal Wave is about the first date of that relationship. So,
I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Yeah. That's because you never listen, man.
I listened. I'm just the drummer. We just off our world.
Yeah, that song's just kind of reflecting on the first date of that relationship.
It was one of those cool things because obviously it's ocean related.
Yeah.
So it fit well, but that was kind of unintentional. It was just like, oh, we got a song called Tidal Wave on. I wish it was.
I've never thought of that. That's so funny.
Yeah. That fits there.
Yeah.
And that was another song that we like, we started to play it as a band and then we could just never get it where we wanted it. So it wasn't, we wouldn't record it. We stopped playing it live and we took like, I want to say almost a year off of it. And we brought it back with kind of like fresh minds and fresh ideas. And then it became one of our most popular songs after we reworked it.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see that transition because just trying it and kind of like beating it to death.
Yeah.
For so long. And then, yeah, trying it for so long that we just got sick of it. So it was nice to turn it around and have it become something special.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite song that we've put out, actually. Mm. The bridge part and then the end and the vocals and everything, like the way you sing it and stuff. It's just, I think it just came together really perfectly.
Yeah, it's a special one.
Awesome. Well, we are going to spin the handful of songs there off of Uncle Strut 2023 EP, I Wish I Wasn't Scared of the Ocean. And then when we come back, we're going to chat about one more song before I end the show.
Thank you. back until the sun would rise. If memories stick, I take. You're on the other side of the world with someone. You're on the other side of the world. We had our fun. Show out. Life and time got in the way. A year goes past, calls and texts become thin. Now there's nothing between us but space. You're on the other side of the world with someone. You're on the other side of the world. We had our fun. You're on the other side of the world. Your new life has begun. You're on the other side of the world.
Tell you something that I've been thinking about. There's some history involved, I know, without a doubt. Thinking about the first time I ever took you out. Letting everybody know that when I scream and shout. Take it, give me your heart, girl. You know I won't break it. Like it's tidal wave, you know that I can take it. Give me your heart, girl. You know I won't break it.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I had so much fun chatting with Uncle Strut. Just a bunch of cool, funny guys from Vancouver making music, having fun. Last song I want to talk about before we wrap it up and go is They Ain't Dead. I thought it'd be appropriate for the end. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Yeah.
About the Beatles.
Yeah.
It is about the Beatles.
Yeah, this is a little band from Liverpool. They're just starting out called the Beatles. And I don't know. At that time, we were listening to them a lot and taking a lot of inspiration. Tyson here had this chorus, like, you know, the na, 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 na chorus. And him and I got together and just sort of like tried to write some lyrics, sort of like alluding to the Beatles, but not like obviously alluding to the Beatles. So
yeah,
all the lyrics in the verse, every single line contains either like a song, a Beatles song title, or like a little like lyric. And a couple people have noticed, but it's sort of like flies under the radar.
Yeah.
And then
there's that like part going into the chorus. I say George and John ain't dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people think I'm saying what?
George and Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
My girlfriend was like, oh, I really like that song about Johnny Depp.
What? George and John ain't dead.
Yeah.
Because the Beatles live on forever.
Yeah, they sure do. So yeah, we had a contest when we were first releasing the song to see how many people could pick out the most Beatles references. And people discovered quite a few of them. Yeah. And then people were also making some up that weren't actually ones that we included, that they just found.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Just making up their own lore, like Paul McCartney's not actually dead, got replaced, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I actually had an idea that we would like buy the Sgt. Pepper's suits and like do a music video, but then I accidentally mailed them to the wrong house. And then when I tried to go get them, the guy wouldn't give them to me.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, man, that's my stuff.
I just want to talk to you.
And he was just closed the door on me, and I was like, all right, well, I guess we're not shooting that video.
If his whole family are in the suits, and I can go.
They never showed up.
Yeah, no, they never showed up, man. My bad.
But yeah, no, that's a really fun one. We usually start our set with that song, and it's just a really good way to kind of like build energy into the set. So that's a special one for sure.
Right on. What do your live shows usually look like?
It's usually the four of us on stage, I'd say.
Yeah. Shirts on or off.
Lots of, you know, beach balls, sometimes way too many little small ones, sometimes one that's way too big.
Yeah. We have bubble guns.
I do the worm from time to time.
Yeah, Tyson does the worm. Last show, we were all dressed as clowns, and we had guys in disco ball heads doing interpretive dance.
Yeah. We usually try to just make it as fun as possible. I mean, you listen to our music, and some of it can seem pretty chill and like laid back, but the shows are quite energetic. We try to keep everyone grooving and, you know, keep the energy high and stuff.
Yeah, there's a few songs that we have that will be coming out next year on our album, our debut album, that are a lot more high energy kind of rockers. So we tend to play those live a lot. But yeah, we're excited for those to come out. People have been hearing them live for a long time.
Nice. Now, before we go, and I know you mentioned a couple times that you have this album coming out, is there anything else we should really be keeping our ears out on your for? Or tell me a little bit more about this album if you can. You don't have to give away all the secrets though.
Yeah, this album's gonna be special. It's like almost like a perfect balance of the writing of the three of us, a lot of different sounds.
I'm very excited, if you can.
I think that there's a lot of good stuff in there. Super excited. It's about peace and love. About love, loss, you know, the whole bit. So we're excited to share it with you when we have a big old show on December 13th at the Hollywood Theater, if anyone wants to come out to that. I actually haven't announced it yet.
Yeah, I guess we have.
There you go.
Going back to the album for a sec, it's pretty cool. Like, it's pretty much split between the three of us. Like, all three of us are writing now, and we each have three songs on the album. And yeah, usually what we do is we like sort of one of us comes up with like a verse chorus sort of thing, and then the three of us come together and finish it. So like Tyson listens to a lot of like surfy Australian rock. I listen to like some psychedelic stuff. Simon's more like a folky soft rock kind of guy. And all those influences kind of come together in each of the songs. So yeah, we're really excited. I feel like the album kind of represents what we're all about at this moment.
Yeah, I feel like we've really turned a page in like our ability to write together and everything with everyone putting songs in the pot now. It's been a really cool process of like supporting each other's songs and writing and everything.
Yeah.
It'll all come out in the album. I can't wait to hear it all.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you guys again so much for coming on the show. It was so much fun to chat with you. It really was.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This is They Ain't Dead from Uncle Strut.
Tell me good day, sunshine, when we get up to play. You pick me up in your VTOL. Down Blue Jay Way, you and me and mine, yeah. Can't get out my head. So twist and shout with me, lady. George and John ain't dead. Know that I feel fine, yeah. When it's just us two, so no matter what happens. Remember, I need you. I'm cueing me in mind, yeah. Can't get out my head. So twist and shout with me, lady. George and John ain't dead. Down Blue Jay Way. I'm cueing me in mind, yeah. Can't get out of my head. So twist and shout with me, lady. George and John ain't dead.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.